fall is the time of year when, as we know, many birds fly south for the winter. Thing is, climate change may be affecting their behavior, that is, when and where they migrate. Scientists at the Manomet Observatory in Plymouth, Massachusetts, are now working to track migratory birds on these questions. The observatory is one of the oldest banding labs in North America. And by placing ankle bands on birds, researchers have been tracking the rise and fall of species for more than 50 years. Barbara Moran of member station WBUR reports.
Fall is busy if you're a migrating bird. You gotta spend all day stuffing yourself with bugs and berries to fatten up for the long flight south. It's pretty safe to say that getting caught in a net was not on this bird's to-do list. Megan Gray stoops down and gently untangles the bird. It's slate gray, a little smaller than a pigeon, with a sweeping, graceful tail.
What is it?
So this is a gray cap bird, one of our most commonly banded birds at Manomet.
Oh, it already has a band.
It already has a band, so we banded this bird probably a week or so ago, and he's still been here. He's been fattening up for migration, and we just caught him again.
Gray, one of the lead banders at Manomet, gently slides the bird into a small cloth bag. This time of year, the banders can catch 100 birds a day in the half mile of nets stretched alongside paths in the woods.
This is one of our nets. It's called a mist net. It basically looks like a 7 foot tall, 40 foot long hairnet.
Evan Dalton is the director of the Manomet Observatory, which has been catching, banding, and tracking birds since the 1960s. He says birds do a lot for humans. They attract tourists, they eat tons of bugs, and they give us clues about how the planet's holding up. When the birds aren't doing so well, it's usually because something in the ecosystem is out of whack.
Many people have come to the realization that birds are fantastic indicators of ecological health. We're actually able to study movements of birds throughout hemispheres at this point, just through simple bird banding practices even.
The team walks the nets exactly once each hour, from about dawn to dusk, carefully gathering every bird they find, including woodpeckers, wrens, the occasional hawk, and lots of catbirds.
So another catbird?
Yes. Another gray catbird.
The team brings the birds back to the lab, measures and weighs them, checks their ages and sex. Then they give each new bird a tiny numbered band around its ankle. They record all the information on the computer. Then they set the birds free.
People that do this, they care immensely about the birds that we're handling.
Amy Hogan is one of the bird banders.
We've got it down pretty much to an art that we can usually get a bird processed out of a net and out and back in the world in like 10 minutes. The data is not more important to us than the bird is.
The data are important, though. The information collected at Manomet over 5 decades shows a striking decline in a majority of migrating bird species. Their findings parallel a landmark 2019 study reporting 3 billion fewer birds in the U.S. and Canada now than in 1970. Scientists call that, quote, a staggering loss that suggests the very fabric of North America's ecosystem is unraveling. Evan Dalton says the reasons for population decline vary from species to species. There are still lots of catbirds here in Massachusetts, for instance, but they travel thousands of miles each year. Losing a remote habitat to development, sea level rise, or wildfires can hurt them.
It has a breeding territory. It's got spots that it likes to stop at during its southward migration. And then it has a territory on its wintering ground. So this bird could have a dozen or more spots that are very important to its annual cycle. The loss of one of those could completely throw them on a tailspin.
Climate change has helped some bird species. Warmer winters have led to way more Carolina wrens and northern cardinals in the Northeast than there used to be. But warmer, earlier springs are leading to earlier insect hatchings, and that could throw migrating birds off their game. The birds may show up in May to gorge on green caterpillars, only to find the bugs have already come and gone. It's called an ecological mismatch, and it can become way more common with climate change. Back at the lab, the banders look up the number of that catbird they caught earlier. Turns out it was born last summer.
So yeah, that bird hatched out in a nest last year, and then it migrated south somewhere. It could have gone as far as the Yucatan, and then it's come through again. So it spent time building up fat along the coast, and it liked it, so it's going to come back.
To Mexico and back is a long way for a little bird to fly. And that journey in itself has a lot to teach us, says Dalton. Birds see the world without borders, as one interconnected and interdependent ecosystem. To protect them, and ourselves, from the worst effects of climate change, he says, maybe a bird's eye view is just what we need. For Here and Now, I'm Barbara Moran.